Okay, folks, so you're back on Healthy Trends, talking with Farmer Steve right now, organic popcorn. But also, and I think I should point this out for everyone, he is also an environmental activist. That is correct to describe you as that, right, Steve?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you might say that. Now, let's talk about organic. Let's get this really clear. I have here, I'm reading a website from the Organic Trade Association. I'm sure you're familiar mm-hmm. with them. Are they the good guys or the bad guys, for one thing, by the way, before I proceed with this? Because
well,
there's an Organic Consumers Association with Ron Cummins, who I've attended a workshop of, but I don't know about the Organic Trade Association that much.
I think they're the good guys. They're the... Or, you know, the organic growers and the organic producers
okay.
are members of that association.
Okay, okay. Now, let's talk about organic. They say here that in, let's see, National Organic Standards Board, they have three kinds of organic foods. Just see if you agree with this. There's the 100% organic. Then there's the organic label, which allows foods containing 95% or more organic ingredients only. And then there's food labeled made with organic, which must contain 70% or more organic ingredients. Is that accurate, or what's going on there right now?
Yes, that is the way the regulations read right now.
Okay.
Organic is regulated by the U.S. Department of Agriculture,
mm-hmm.
and you have those three classifications. And an example would be our popcorn is 100% organic.
Okay.
And so, you know, we say that right on the front of the package, 100% organic, and we have the USDA organic label.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The other two classifications, you know, made with organic, and you have the 95% and the 70%.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's you do have to, now the consumer has to look a little closer to see exactly what's going on there
mm-hmm.
and has to read the, you know, the label and the ingredients. So something like microwave popcorn, you might be able to slip in, you know, the hydrogenated oils
yeah.
and still make it into one of these categories, even though it's, so it's not fully organic, but it's, you know, it's close.
So is the consumer, I guess they're not fully aware of this, right? Somebody just sees organic and they pull it off the shelf and that's it. They take it home with them.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the USDA has made a nice attempt here to try to make it clear, you know, having the three categories and trying to make it as simple as possible, but the consumer does have to, it does, we constantly run into people who are confused about it and don't quite get it. A little bit of reading the labels and they should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well that's good information right there, and I think people should just be more vigilant, you know, instead of just, well, if they see the word organic, they can inspect the label more. And that's, I guess, just part of being a good consumer.
Yeah.
Taking care of your health and wellness. Okay, folks, this is Healthy Trends. I am Romel Axibal, and we'll be back.